Dr. Greg Garman, director of the center, explained that every 15 minutes, the buoy sends very high-quality data in real time.
On dissolved oxygen concentrations, chlorophyll content, it's collecting data on what the air temperature is and wind speed and wind direction. It also has a receiver that records movements of fishes, and particularly Atlantic sturgeon.
In addition, Garman said, this buoy joins 16 others that are part of the Chesapeake Bay Interpretive Buoy System, answering important questions
about how we manage coastal rivers, manage Chesapeake Bay, and most importantly, the living resources that depend on these estuarine systems.
John Ogle, WCVE News.